You know, we're currently facing a problem that's now worldwide. It's a new movement of negativity and judgmental people coming out of the woodwork, especially on the internet. And sadly, many of them are Christians. Now, you might not think that being judgmental or negative is all that bad, but actually, it's deeply rooted and influenced by demonic spirits of hatred and things that are very opposed to God's love. So we're all trained to look to what's wrong with the situation. We've got a lot of troubleshooters out there. Even reality TV shows reinforce this. You're fired. You're off the island. You're voted out. America doesn't like you. You know, it's something that we have in our culture, and we can start feeling, not really feeling the effects of it because it's so normal. But, you know, most Christians focus on negative things instead of positive things. They often look at what's wrong with a person as opposed to all the good things that God gifted them with. And since there's a general atmosphere of judgment, the enemy has now come in and sown weeds into the kingdom. And while we're not looking, we didn't even see it happening. This dominating negative spirit is causing the heavens to be closed over people, over countries, over cities, over nations, and even churches and individuals. And this is why people can't hear God clearly these days. This is why we're getting conflicting prophetic words. This is why people are having financial difficulties, depression, illness, to name a few. There's a spiritual principle in play here. And I want to unpack this a little bit. And Jesus says it. He says again, "Truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." Matthew 18:19. Now that's the spiritual principle, because that's called the principle of agreement. It applies to the positive and the negative as well. If we are agreeing with the fruits of darkness, then we are actually closing off ourselves to the light of the Lord and the love of God that flows in our lives. We can actually start closing the heavens over us and not realize it. This will impact not only us, those around us, and ultimately the entire world. So I got some good news for you, is that we can actually change the spiritual atmosphere around ourselves, around our family, around our work, churches, our finances, our city, our nation, and even our own personal relationship with God. I know, because I've walked through this over 10 years ago with this revelation God gave me, and it opened the heavens like you never believe. And you know, it's interesting because people ask me, how do you hear God so clearly? You know, because at least I release the daily prophetic words, and they hear me on the internet and things like that. And this message I'm about to share with you is exactly what opened the heavens over me to be able to hear God very clearly, and also to step into a time of blessing.